From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekasubic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Downtown Cooksackie is slated for a $10 million rehabilitation beginning later this winter or by early spring. Local developer and property owner Aaron Flatch will restore most of the buildings located on South River Street, transforming them into a boutique hotel called the Newberry, an event center called the Wire, restaurants, and more. Phase one of the project will include renovations of the former Becker Electronics building and the long green structure behind it. Flatch said the total cost to bring back the two buildings is expected to be just over $10 million. He received a $2 million grant through the Regional Economic Development Council to help with a portion of Phase 1 construction. Flatch hopes to stimulate tourism with the project by maximizing the use of the town's waterfront. He said one of the items under development is a water taxi service to travel back and forth to Hudson. Cooksackie Mayor Mark Evans noted the project targets an area that has a great deal of potential. He said the plan could be a game-changer for Cooksackie. The architectural plans are currently being finalized for Phase 1, which has already been approved by the Village Planning Board. Phase 2 of the project will focus on the vacant storefronts on South River Street. Flatch owns all of the buildings on the Dolan Block, those located to the right of the Yellow Deli. The buildings will be renovated into apartments or storefronts. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Former Rensselaer County Legislature Chairman and convicted felon Martin Reed has landed a job in the administration of County Executive Steve McLaughlin. The Sand Lake Republican was arrested in 2015 and then convicted of charges that he hid his $30,000 a year government salary when he received $15,000 in unemployment benefits. In 2016, he pleaded guilty to first-degree offering a false instrument and was ordered to serve 3 days in jail and pay a $5,000 fine. Reed currently works in real estate and was recently appointed to a newly created $60,000 a year position as the county's property resource coordinator. McLaughlin is currently facing an investigation of his financial dealings by the FBI and the Attorney General's office, as is Richard Crist, the County Director of Operations and McLaughlin spokesperson. In explaining Reed's hire, the county noted January 21st that he worked as a real estate professional for 12 years. Crist explained the county created the position to facilitate the seizure of abandoned properties to, and I quote, effectively get them back into productive use, end quote. Reed's appointment stunned county Democrats, but at the same time, they were not surprised. Legislator Deputy Minority Leader Peter Grimm, a Troy Democrat, said, and I quote, this is what we've come to. Until something changes with the leadership in Rensselaer County, the administration has a free hand, end quote. Read more about that story in the Times Union. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Less than half of the registered voters in Ulster County cast ballots in the November 2019 election, according to County Board of Elections. A total of just under 54,000 people, or 45.2% of those eligible, participated, despite early voting and a highly contested race for district attorney. Among those who did vote, 999 left the DA column blank. Democrat David Clegg won that race by only 78 votes. Republican Elections Commissioner Thomas Turco said the number of people who did not vote in the DA race seemed, and I quote, extraordinarily high, end quote. Democratic Committee Chairman Frank Cardinal said, and I quote, without doing a comparison to the number of blank ballots in other countywide races, it is striking, end quote. County Republican Chairman Roger Rasko was a little more philosophical about the whole thing. And I quote, I don't have an explanation as to why there were so many blanks on the DA race. It's just the nature of elections, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Terry Weaver is reporting for Syracuse.com. Governor Andrew Cuomo, January 21st, proposed the addition of 5 more days to the New York State Fair's current 13-day schedule. Cuomo announced the idea during his annual budget presentation. The New York State legislature would have to approve the change. The governor says the additional days would encompass an additional weekend and allow for new programming, including a motor show. Cuomo incorporated an extra $4.9 million in his budget proposal to pay for the 5-day extension. If the plan gets the green light, the fair would run from August 21st to September 7th this year. And you can read the full story at Syracuse.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.